This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to be here, as we are each Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That means I'm out here in Seattle time, or total eclipse of the sun time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain Time. David Knight's going to be riding the shotgun there back in the main big professional studio in the old ATX. And tomorrow morning, he's going to be a busy beaver, along with many of the great crew of InfoWars that we've expanded thanks to your support. We're going to be launching a syndicated radio transmission that already has new stations ready to pick it up this week. And everybody can watch it and listen to it for free at InfoWars.com/show. It'll have its own feed, its own archive, its own podcast. We're going to get that podcast up tomorrow. Launch that tomorrow after the show's over. You can subscribe to that at InfoWars.com/show. And then in about 2 weeks, we're going to launch a show with Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and Owen Schroyer. That'll be the War Room, 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. That'd be 1 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Mountain Time. But again, those will be live, so that we have live shows throughout the day as things break, as things unfold, as press conferences happen, as eclipses take place, as we have certain guests on, so you can call in. Really excited. I intend in the next year or so to basically be 18 hours a day live. I'd like to be live from about midnight till about 6 a.m. Midnight to 6 a.m., we'll leave that purview to Coast to Coast a.m., but we are going to put these broadcasts out there, because if we build it, you certainly have come. Of course, the big debate will be today, why am I not wearing a shirt? It'll be all over newspapers tonight. Be in probably 1,000 publications tomorrow. And that's because I can wear a pair of sunglasses on air if I have a sty, which I had last year. And it was a big conspiracy. We had like double the viewers. Instead of a couple million viewers on YouTube, it was like 4 million one day. Just because I was wearing sunglasses. And I said, hey, I've got an infected eye. It's closed. It's weeping. It's dripping. It's infected. And I got this on. Now, I'm not missing a shirt here because I have any problems. I'm sitting here in my hotel room getting ready to check out and fly out today back to Austin. And I'm just like, you know what? I haven't not worn my shirt on air in a while. And this is a pretty important broadcast. A lot of big breaking things are going to be coming up today. We're launching the new Real News transmission with David and I tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central. I've had the Antifa basically physically attack me all over the city. They're stripping us of our rights, our free speech. Google and Facebook and Twitter are censoring more so. We're being stripped of our sovereignty. We're being stripped of our prosperity through globalism. We're being stripped of our culture. We're being stripped of our honor. We're being stripped of everything that ends up allowing countries to be sovereign and upright and strong. And we have the globalists claiming everything is racist if you don't submit to their open borders or their carbon taxes or their Obamacare written by insurance companies to double and triple prices. You are a racist. And so what we see is the world being stripped of common sense and the left turning into a hysterical group of people that live in hysteria bubbles, like D.C., like Chicago, like Seattle, and like my own Austin, colonized by the failures of California and places like Seattle, who have now come scrabbling there in their desperate, parasitic, vampiric desire to pull down any place they haven't imploded yet with their depression, with their heroin head behavior, I'm not bashing a lot of people that are on heroin, but people that revel in their heroin headedness. It is truly amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big inside intel in the White House as well.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So what America is witnessing right now on this live August 20th, 2017 Global Sunday transmission is an exercise in corporate media bullying and their powerless, frothing, useful idiot servants in hysteria bubbles like Chicago, New York, D.C., and Seattle and Los Angeles running around looking for who they can bully and who they can yell and scream at and who they can drive into submission. So since Trump gave four different press conferences and tweeted out and said, great job, with the anti-racism march in Boston, which is Black Lives Matter, the cop killer group. Even cheering the cop killer group is just, we've seen the usual suspects. Michael Moore. We've seen the CNN host. We've seen them all. I have an MSNBC talk show host, Sarah Kinzor, on the AM Joy, saying that you still have actual Nazis in the White House, and saying that Bannon left because he was a Nazi. They have no writings of him being a Nazi. They have no statements of him even being close to a white nationalist. But they don't care. They don't care because it's an intimidation. Don't want Obamacare. Don't want open borders. Don't want higher taxes. You're a racist. We're going to beat you over the head with it. And it's not working anymore. People have been stripped of their prosperity, stripped of so much. Now they want to strip us of our First Amendment. And that's why I'm broadcasting with my shirt off today. Radio listeners are treated to not having to witness this. But, last time I took my shirt off riding a horse, it was actually hot on a summer's day. And my wife said, hey, you got to take a picture of this and act like you're Putin as a joke. They claim you're a Russian agent. I tweeted it, and it was in hundreds of publications, and a big, big joke. Here we go again. The crime of a man with his shirt off is, he and she are supposed to not exist. So I'm just committing this masculine crime here on air, and a publicity stunt. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I can do anything on air, and it turns into a big, basically national, international incident. So I've got my shirt off in protest to the fact that they say masculine men are so bad, and that it's a conspiracy theory that men ever had hair on their chest, and that we should all just take the estrogen mimickers and become sterile and then die, so that delusional drug addict Silicon Valley owners who believe they're going to merge with machines and become God can metaphysically believe that they have dominated the alpha males in the world by simply ending alpha males all to begin with. So this is my ode to the long gone alpha male, the scourge of Earth, here on the broadcast today. Now, I'm going to give you the inside intel from three different sources. I have been mum pretty much since Bannon, it was announced. Seems like a million years ago. Was it Friday they announced the Bannon departure? Or was it Thursday? And David Knight's going to be co-hosting here. He can pop in anytime he wants and refresh my memory because I'm teleprompter free. It doesn't mean I don't have a crew back there that when I can't remember something finds it for me. I've not really said much about Bannon, the outgoing former White House chief strategist, because I didn't have all the facts. But now I do know why Bannon left, and it's not just some factoid that we should all be interested in. It ties into where the president's mind is and where this country is and where our beachhead in the executive branch is. So that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I also have a lot of clips here. As I mentioned, MSNBC host, you still have actual Nazis in the White House. That's the talking point. First they lie and say Bannon left because of Charlottesville. Had nothing to do with that, and they know that. It was the whole McMaster infighting situation, and it wasn't Bannon involved in the fighting with McMaster. It was Bannon with McMaster, according to my sources, and that's now clear. And I also have specifically why the president basically asked him to resign and what this bodes for the future. But before I go any further, let's play a clip of the standard new talking point. A, you're a Russian agent. They're now having to drop that more and more. They may still get a grand jury to try some indictment on some corruption thing that's not connected to Russia, because now it's a general corruption probe, magically, not a Russia probe. So now they've dropped that. They're moving back into everyone that opposes us is a racist. And Trump saying, I decry all forms of racism. We should love each other. 2 hours after it happened was KKK behavior. It's not like Martin Luther King. It's the left saying it's all race-based, race, race, race. So he gave his Martin Luther King statement on Saturday. Then he gave another statement, even more focused a few days later, wasn't enough. And then now other statements. And then he even went too far and, you know, praised the, you know, the overall Black Lives Matter cop killing group that, you know, was out there saying no to a free speech rally that was like decrying and falling on its face saying, we swear we're not racist. We hate all white people, basically. And they said, that's not enough. You're whites. Whites aren't even allowed to march. Just get out of here, scum. And Trump just said, oh, it's good to come together and protest to come together. Sometimes that's good. But, you know, Black Lives Matter that kills cops is there. So I guess he did mention that. But it's just crazy how we're all beaten into submission by MSM and almost no one buys or listens to, you know, that we're all racist because America and, you know, well, mainly England spearheaded getting rid of slavery worldwide, and we're the openest, most free nations ever, and 99% of us have no ancestors that own slaves, and it's just literally like your neighbor showing up because your great-great-great-great-grandpa knew somebody that committed a murder and saying, you're going to come over to my house and kiss my ass because of past sins you committed. I am really sick of this crap. But let me tell you something. I've seen the desperate liberal trendies. They look like they're being murdered, like they're being killed. Their identity so tied up with the Democratic Party and Pelosi and Hillary and Maxine Waters and all these other classically corrupt dirtbags that rob pension funds and economies and little Haitian kids, that they are just walking around like they are in hell. Because imagine if your whole identity was like some big mama bird Hillary that was going to vomit, you know, you out, a baby mouse or something she caught. And now you're hearing your mommy in there, and you're just looking up. The EBT money still comes, the government jobs still come, but you're just scrabbling around, and you're in a little dirty, you know, heroin apartment in Seattle, and Colbert only comes on every few nights, and he's there, and he makes fun of everybody, and makes you feel intellectually superior, and, you know, and then everybody calls everybody Nazis, and you believe it, and then suddenly the Nazis are everywhere, and then there's Alex Jones walking down the street. You just go, Nazi, kill him, ah, witch, and just go and start booing me and going, ah, everyone hates you. And I go, I'm showing how you're fascist. They all go, oh, and they'll realize it, then run off. Like, I came here on purpose. Like, why are you here, scum? Don't you know we hate you? We're going to kick your ass. Yeah, you filth, racist. I'm like, where to actually say that? Oh, you look like an idiot on tape. Oh, screw all. Oh, God. You know, because, see, they're all about ganging up on somebody and acting powerful over them. I was not in junior high when I was in junior high, okay? So here's a clip on MSNBC. You still have actual. See, America that beat the Nazis, we're now the Nazis, see? But they're Captain America, every heroin head, everything, who hates everybody including themselves, who are totally depressed, totally upset. It's like a heroin spirit. And they want you to be miserable. They want you to be a failure. And they want control of your kids. They all have a school program where they, the local rock bands, the local rap bands, the local trendy groups, they come and they talk to your kids at story time. They come in and they tell your kids everything. Like they have tranny story times for your five-year-olds, or a big fat guy in a dress talks about sucking lollipops to your five-year-old. It's not perverted or pedophilic or anything. It's just loving liberalism with weirdo creepazoids that want to have a relationship with your kids. Let's go out to break with this clip.
I think as many have pointed out, this is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house. You have Jeff Sessions, who's a longtime antagonist against civil rights. And you have policies that back up these ideas in practice. And so what Bannon is probably going to do when he leaves is just support this aspect of Trump's agenda from the outside, which actually I think more dangerous and more harmful than having him in the White House where he was, you know, as was mentioned, somewhat contained.
Yeah, in a way, that's true, though, that he will be able to get a lot done more on the outside. But, I mean, just these are the race baiters that want to keep you poor and controlled. What a group of sick control freaks.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I'm shirtless here broadcasting today. I might do the old shirtless stunt once a year to get in a couple hundred newspapers and troll the establishment. They think when they laugh at us and attack us, because most of them are really old. A lot of old folks are awake, too, and are trailblazers. Thank God for them. But a lot of the globalists are old. So they're all about wearing the perfect suit and looking all perfectly, you know, stated, to get their con over. I like to not take myself so seriously sometimes. You know, go out and let a hateful leftist throw some coffee on me or have folks threaten to kill me. Because I'm putting myself out there to illustrate exactly what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Now, we need to cover news real time as it's breaking to then put our analysis on it. Not just cover what's already broken. And also put out original research and content and a lot of powerful guests. And to tweet and Facebook inside the enemy media live time. And that's why we've launched 8 to 11 every day starting tomorrow morning on the 21st day. Of August 2017, David Knight's new Real News, that he'll have a roundtable of guests. He'll play a lot of clips. You'll be able to call in. We're going to take calls every day, at least for two or three segments. So everybody can look for that coming up and starting tomorrow. And then in a few weeks, in early September, what, September 4th, we're going to launch the War Room with a bunch of our other great hosts as well. Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, Owen Schroyer in the big studio, in the big control room, in the big war room, in the ATX. And we have our great reporters like Million Gavin out there covering what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and just so much more as we expand in the face of the globalists. And here's a little promo piece that Darren McBreen just threw together today. It's a great job so quick. He put it together in just like a couple hours. Here it is, promoting the new transmission with David Knight that kicks off tomorrow. But the big thing is you being part of taking the live links tomorrow at Infowars.com/show. And then we'll have a podcast for you tomorrow of it. That's always important with the show to have a podcast. And then you'll be able to promote that. And you'll be able to take the, you'll select video clips we're going to post, but also the whole show to its own YouTube channel. And everything's with its own system. Out there. Each show will be its own continuum. And then they will use the broadcast to promote each other. But it's not about the broadcast the day after it airs. It's about when it's live and things are happening so you can call in and see what's going on, so you can send us clips, so we can analyze things as they unfold in real time. And I want to get, by this time next year, 18 hours of live broadcast a day. I'm going to leave coast to coast. We're not in competition with them. They're great folks. But that's that they dominate that slot. Coast to coast AM, midnight. To like 6 a.m. We're going to leave that with some of our best of retransmissions of the day. But from 6 a.m. until midnight central, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be getting that out there 18 hours a day. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. He's not shirtless, but he's got a lot of great points to make. It's David Knight.
Now, you know you're winning the information war when the other side has no response but to resort to censorship.
Drain the swamp, We're going to have to drain the privilege out of Washington first, because that's what the swamp feeds on, their privilege. They can't stand for people to exercise their First and Second Amendments together.
You found it. It's the real news.
That's what you have to look forward to.
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Watch the real news with David Knight. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 central at Infowars.com/show.
I tell you, McGreen put together an amazing promo. That guy is king at the office. We love him. Speaking of what David just said, that little promo piece from one of his live feeds that McGreen will have to clip from a few weeks ago, it's all about privilege. And they wanted to get rid of all the Trump loyalists because it's about privilege and they want the only access to the president. And I know David Knight's been really worried about it. I've been calling David for 2 days saying, I don't know, let me talk to my sources, let's hold off. But he was saying it looks really bad that Bannon's out. I agree it's bad that Bannon's out, but probably not for the reason folks think. That's coming up in the next segment. But David Knight, before we go there, are you excited? You're going to be captaining at the helm as we launch your big syndicated transmission tomorrow that I want to ask all of our affiliates to give a good listen to. Usually new shows don't get syndicated right away, but yours will, because you've been co-hosting right here. I know a lot of our affiliates, you're more popular than I am with the station managers, owners, and listeners. I mean, I know Matt Drudge tells me that, you know, he doesn't like a lot of other talk show hosts, but he really likes listening to you.
Thank you.
This is a big day, I think. You launch this tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you know, tomorrow is the big eclipse that everybody's talking about. And I think it's very important and very significant that that's the day that we're going to be launching Real News. Because the question is...
We didn't do that on purpose.
No, it just happened. It just happened. Also happens to be my son's birthday, but we didn't do that on purpose. And we found out, hey, that's going to be the day they have the eclipse. What we're seeing right now is a struggle and a fight. Whether or not we're going to have the establishment, the YouTube censorship, the firewalls from Facebook, and all this corporate censorship, this corporate fascism, are they going to be able to roll back the internet? Because, you know, we got out of that little ghetto that they had created with a major three network, so they had total control over everything that was being heard by everybody. They all talked about the same issues. They all had the same take on all of these issues. And so everybody said, well, everybody's saying the same thing. It must be true. They were reading off a government script. And then we had the Fairness Doctrine that came along. Then we had the internet, and it got even bigger. Now they're trying to hide that. They're trying to put an eclipse there. So the question is, are they going to be able to do that, or are we going to be able to stand together and enlarge this broadcast with our listeners' support? And I hope that that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a struggle because we're seeing YouTube put firewalls up. We're seeing them demonetize people left and right. And, of course, we've been talking about this for a very long time. It looks like they had all of these levers in place. As you said before, Alex, they had everything in place
to shut everything down,
and they're still going with that plan.
And that's why I took my shirt off today, as a stunt, just a protest. Paul's left YouTube. Notice, folks, he hasn't been on there in over a week and a half. He just says, I'm not doing it. They keep banning my videos and blocking them.
Yeah.
I mean, he did one criticizing modern art being government-funded. They banned that. And so now we really are down to trying to use old media talk radio, which still has a big audience, and then Infowars.com, and we're being more and more blocked. And, yes, it's up to all of you folks. Like when I went on Joe Rogan, he had the number one podcast, in all history. So they delisted it from number one. And even though it has more views than any other podcast, they still won't show it in the top 100. Because they don't want to give us those awards that not only are they trying to censor us, but culturally, we are the most popular thing out there. And that's why they can't allow us to even be on talk radio or the internet, is because we put out alternative talking points from our perspective that are more reality-based than telling us Obamacare is free and Gruber says, thank God everybody's so stupid. He could say that on C-SPAN if nobody was watching, but see, we remember, we go back and get it and show people what they're doing. So it's really up to the audience. I know you're going to knock it out of the park tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
The producers and the crew and the great guests. But it's up to the audience, who I'm not bitching at. You've come through before. You come through again. We love you. To really promote this new show, the audio feeds, the podcast, the live video links.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. David Knight, who is riding shotgun with me, is about to get more broadcasts than he probably ever wanted. I know he's always chomping at the bit to do his own transmission. I had to get the crew hired, build the facilities, get the infrastructure in, and get products out there for sale that folks really wanted that worked really well. So we built a large customer base of patriots that would fund us. And we, despite the storms and the attacks and the censorship and the boycotts and the death threats and the congressional investigations. We are here. And so launching tomorrow, 3-hour transmission. I think David's our strongest prospect to build a whole new system parallel to what we're doing so that we're live time as things happen. So then get an even bigger crew that takes clips out of the show in live time with key headlines, little short 1-minute clips to dominate the web. Because that's what this is. This is an information war. If I had a bigger crew, we would have known what I only discovered yesterday, 1 week after Charlottesville. I knew a lot of it, but I did deep research yesterday, supposedly on quasi-workcation, not staycation, workcation. I did research, and I confirmed it all. They had known CIA and State Department officials in Charlottesville first tweeting, first being on MSNBC, CNN, NBC, and the mayor is involved. Everybody's a cutout. Of the major players, some of the useless, I guess they're useful idiots, to use Lenin's term, but I see them as useless idiots. The white supremacists coming out. Some of those are real. I'm not saying white supremacists don't exist. I'm not saying, but it turns out the guy that ran the girl over is a hardcore, long-term Obama supporter, obviously drugged up. I mean, you can't make it up. He's a hardcore Obama supporter. The guy leading it was the leader of the Black Lives Matter and the leader of the Occupy Wall Street and the leader of the Obama and Hillary campaigns. And then you've got the governor, the mayor tied into all this. And you've got the other white supremacist leader going to the same special elite school for international political programming. It's just, oh, my God, unbelievable. And then I said, oh, we've got to look at some of this from the perspective of they've had actors at other events. And they go, oh, you're saying it's all fake at Sandy Hook. Oh, you're saying it's all fake. CNN has had actors to say babies got thrown out of incubators. And CNN admits, and Politico admits, and AP admits, that the company that was hired to get actors there to, quote, agitate, that means start a fight, did hire people the weeks before and did bring them there. And that is a fact. And I wasn't even saying there were actors there. But see, they were scared of that, so they wanted to head it off and announce it first and then say that, I said Jews did it, which I didn't say, to confuse it and poison the well. Yeah, we're putting the website on screen. Your home for rallies, protests, audiences, PR stunts, and celebrity events. Let's click on their URL if I can see that because the clock's blocking it. Sorry, I can't read the URL. And because again, I'm teleprompter free, but I'm on the road. What's the URL for me, guys? And I'll give it. There it is. It is Crowds on Demand. There it is. Crowds on Demand, celebrity events, corporate events and audiences, protests and rallies, talent, press, philanthropy, who we are, contact us, request a quote. They're the ones when Hillary did those fake town halls. And I saw them and said, that's shot in like HD or 35 millimeter film. It was so clear. It might have been 80 millimeter. And then the little girl turned out was an actress and all that. They were the ones supplying the actors. And they were in Charlottesville, and they ran ads, and they were there. I'm not saying that they even did the violence. I'm not saying that white supremacists don't exist. I'm saying they were there. But now, like I sent you guys the video. We may play it next hour after some calls, and I break this big news in the next segment. They got State Department and high-level CIA. One guy is paid $320,000 a year on the payroll of Soros. He doesn't just get money from Soros. He personally is paid $320,000 a year, and then he's there, CIA, State Department, and he's on the news. And then when people pointed out who he was, they took his name off the State Department website and stuff, but Google has all the shots of it. I mean, it's like, whoa, CIA, and they use senior guys? Like, you're so stupid on TV? Oh, I saw him run over. Oh, I saw the racist. I saw the fight start. The white supremacist attacked. I'm the guy being interviewed first, putting out the talking points. This is the downfall of Trump. This is the beginning. It shows he, and it's all, he worked for Podesta, too, John Podesta. I'll give you his name and stuff coming up. We're going to play video of him on the news. And they had him first on every newscast. Just here he is. Bring him up. I'm just a witness, a standard by here. Ha, ha, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then all the leaders of the white supremacists formerly worked for Obama, Podesta, Hillary, the CIA, or the Key Virginia school there that's run by the CIA. And when we have Pachinik on and he says they're CIA, he has all the connections. He's going to say he thinks they are, and here's the evidence of why he thinks so. He can't legally tell you. But there's a civil war going on in the government, so they're going to tell you. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, yes, deep state said they're going to overthrow Trump, and they did. And at first, I wasn't saying Charlottesville was completely synthetic because I didn't know. And now I can tell you it was about 80% made up from the leadership. They orchestrated the whole deal. We'll get David Knight's take on this when we come back from break, but just briefly. Then we start the next hour. I'm going to give you the big inside the White House scoop that nobody else has got. I've got it all right here. All the little noties written. That's coming up. But briefly, you want to anger the globalists that where I go out and march in the street by myself just to document how they come over and physically attack me and say we're going to kill you and say we hate you and say you better get out of here. And I say, I'm not getting out of here. You don't bully me. And then they are like the wicked witch getting water thrown on them. They melt. But we got a lot of those videos coming up the next hour and tomorrow. But understand, they've had John Oliver, Trevor Noah, all the so-called fake news comedy people that pose as reporters. And they say, oh, we're just being fake news, so it's okay. We're comedy. It's not going to be fake news. But then their people take it as seriously. You've got them all attacking our products, trying to get us shut down, getting our stuff tested by FDA laboratories and finding their California standard, which they couldn't believe. I later learned they got really pissed. In fact, BuzzFeed, I'm told, had to send this to three different labs, and they had to work out some deal with this lab to give them PR promotion because this lab sells supplements that are the cleanest and, quote, best, you know, they advertise because they test them themselves. Then they third-party sell them or second-party sell them, which is a good business model. They said, we are California standard. They just kind of hid that in the report. And they said, oh, but it's too much. His methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, 1776, it should be $10. Well, it cost us $12. So there's nobody out there getting something for 12 bucks selling for 1776. It's on sale right now still. At 25, it's a steal. They sell the same methylcobalamin for $35, but that's who we private label from. They were so dumb. They're like, here is the best B12 versus Jones's, and it's the same thing. So that's an example of how every weapon they turn against us basically blows up in their ugly faces, which we predict now the globals will go to direct staging of things, which is fine. You don't see me? We walked into this fight. They keep freaking out like, we're going to kick your ass, Nazi. I'm like, go ahead. Attack me. I'm not a Nazi. I'm here for free speech. You are fascist. They go, oh, yeah, we are. But you've got to go out and do that. You've got to go out and show them. You've got to put the products out. You've got to build the network. You've got to stand against the enemy. Because if you don't stand, they take the day. All the evil men and tyrants need to flourish as good men do nothing. So we've got these huge specials that are going to have to end the next few days. I said, because I combined last month's special that was the John Oliver special with this new 1776 special because they were protesting all our products. Then I'm running out of a bunch of them. We're going to have to end a lot of these specials the next few days. I'm going to have to get rid of the 1776 BuzzFeed special. I'll have a new special, but it won't be as extensive. There'll still be some good deals. But water filtration, air filtration, nutraceuticals, colloidal silver, caveman's back in stock, Alexa Pure, Knockout, DNA Force, all 20 to 66% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. That active resistance funds our operation and crushes the enemy. And you get great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Take action today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Your host, thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. Infowars.com is our outpost. We've launched Newswars.com. It's now got comments enabled. It's got a lot of news feeds on it and exclusive news that does not appear at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The site, I'd give an A-plus right now, but I'd give it about a 95. We're going to be tweaking it, adding a lot of new functions to it this week. It also is a lighter site, meaning it doesn't have as many graphics. It's a very, very light site. Loads quickly on your computer, on your iPhone or Droid. So be sure and bookmark that and spread the word. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now NewsWars.com, part of the expansion in the face of the globalists. Several new websites will get launched by the end of the year. We're going to launch at least two more broadcasts, so it'll be three total after we launch David Knight's Real News tomorrow. and so much more. I saw some emails and comments going, oh, you ripped off the president, real news. I don't even respond to that. Okay? I don't territorialize information. Real news is the common sense name to counter fake news. And we had the name Real News before the president launched his weekly transmission. I'm honored they called it that, but they didn't get that from us. If you're countering the fake news, what are you? You're the real news. But again, that's just an example of people turn things on little side fights. People ask why I've been so successful. Not that I'm even that smart. I don't infight. I mean, I'll joke around about myself and others and, you know, talk about where we are failing or where we're succeeding. But I don't get off on just running people down or territorializing information. So often people say, man, Sean Hannity is copying you almost every night word for word. I'm like, let's not make a big deal out of that. They're already trying to fire the guy. Our information's spot on. That's a real form of success. Don't you hope it spreads to everybody and we win? That's what winning looks like. And I love Roger Stone to death, but I've had to call him on the carpet publicly when he's getting mad at Hannity, who I know they had a private beef together, and Hannity got him banned off Fox News. I don't care. I'm not knocking Roger, by the way. I get the, you know, men fight with each other. It's that we're covering how they're trying to kill the president and trying to sell the idea before it was in the news. Now we cover it. We force them to cover it. We force the establishment to come out and say, hell yeah, we're getting ready to kill him. Because they don't want to debate about how they're trying to do it behind the scenes. Our victory is hitting barbed wire, being laughed at, being ridiculed, knowing, though, we just blew the doors open for everybody else behind us, and knowing that when we end up rolling over and dying down the road, that we did like our ancestors did and delivered. In fact, I want that on my tombstone. I want Alex Jones delivered. He did what he said. He kept his promises. He committed. He didn't backbite. He didn't stab people in the back. He didn't join the globalist. He wasn't a peacock. He delivered. And that's why I love our audience. It's so humbling. Our audience, black, white, Asian, old, young, male, female, it is so humbling to be out here in Seattle and, oh my gosh, go out in the countryside by Mount Rainier. Every restaurant I went into, every gas station, every tavern, you know, restaurant, mobbed, free drinks, free food, just absolutely loving me. In on the streets of Seattle, every fourth, fifth person I stop and start talking comes over and wants a picture. But then once one of them pops off, F you Nazi, they all start piling on. And it's like a group thing, like pheromones or like jihadi terrorists. The fire ants get all over you, then one finally stings, then all the pheromones fire, they all sting you at once. You ever notice fire ants don't hit you until there's a bunch on you? You're out there gardening or whatever, picking potatoes or taking care of the rose bushes, and all of a sudden, and man, it was Zimmerman, you pointed that out yesterday, it's like one will go, F you, always in the distance. Hide mind, and then wait, that person turns and watches, because they'll see a big group, they wait, they understand their own psychology of sheep. They see me in a red light. They wait. They walk. Even though it's red, they go across. They turn. They go, F you, Jones! And I notice they're not looking at me. They're looking at the people. All of a sudden, they go, yeah, F you, Nazi! And then, yeah, they're like, yeah, we're getting ready to kick your ass. I'm like, let's go. Hit me first. And they go, wait, why are you here? Why have you come? And you say, well, I'm here to expose your anti-freedom. Again, you've got to understand their childlike mentality. Like, they walk to me at restaurants, they go, boo, everyone hates you, screw you, screw you. And you're just like, you understand, only a few failed enclaves, like downtown Austin, downtown Seattle, downtown, you know, Southside Chicago, New York, D.C. You people are the schmucks of the globe. You're the losers that live in the coffin apartments, that pay five times what you're supposed to in rent, that just walk around signaling to everyone. You have no friends. They're all completely alone. The demographics, totally alone. Six times more likely to steal. What is it? Nine times more likely to not give to charity. Totally alone. Totally scared. Totally freaked out. But you know to double down on your religion. Just like a jihadi. Well, I'm depressed because I'm a radical Muslim. Maybe I should suicide bomb somebody. So coming up, I'm going to break down the exclusive. This isn't important just to know the inside baseball of Trump and Trumpville. Because Trump hasn't set. The support for him hasn't gone away, but we're doing it because we know it's an existential battle against the globalists and that they're freaked out by Trump. It's not that we're totally enamored or think he's perfect. And, you know, everybody gets fatigued. You know, I'm sick of myself, much less Trump, okay? You know, it's like sometimes I get amazing phone calls from really important people. It's kind of like, I don't take it for granted. It's just kind of like, okay, yeah, you know. It's like, this is probably just all the Matrix and playing this video game where I'm like beating the head bosses. This isn't real. You know, but this is real, and we're changing the world together. And I hate the Republican establishment that created TPP, IMF, World Bank, all these wars, funded radical Islam, gave us Obamacare. I know the policymakers. I know the names of the bills. I know who lobbied for what. I know who made the money. And I'm sitting there with people going, F you, Jones, you don't want Obamacare. I need free health care. F you, Nazi. And I'm like, it was written to rip you off. Can I give you the documents? Shut up. Well, on average, prices have doubled. They've kicked people off their free plans. Shut up! They don't want reality. They want to hear they're getting a magic lottery ticket and everything's going to be okay. So that's coming up at like 5-6 after next hour. We're going to cover it all. I've got a bunch of other big, big news that is extremely illustrative of everything I'm talking about. And it is incredible to now see Al Sharpton saying, take down Thomas Jefferson. We knew that that was coming. But I want to get to Howard Dean. Trump has no moral character. America may be turning away from GOP. The Democrats have no moral character. And the Republican establishment is the scum of the earth, and we know that. So let's talk about who the real players are when we get to that as well. And then we have the chief saying we had 11 police officers in the city of Detroit shot or killed in the line of duty last year. What fuels it? The anti-police rhetoric. It's not about worshiping cops or saying there aren't bad cops. It's about globalists and George Soros trying to single police out when there's a rebellion against corrupt government to scapegoat it on them. And then when cops get killed randomly for no reason by dirtbag cowards, to say, oh, well, they deserve to because other cops somewhere else did something wrong. And so collectively, the cops have to pay. That is the biggest racist tribalist mindset that the left is in. They claim they're anti-racist or anti-tribalism or anti-stereotype. They use the fact that the West is so anti-stereotype, our strength against us. Let them be set up as the controllers of language and words and then say, oh, well, a cop might have killed an innocent black guy in Missouri, so let's go shoot 5 cops in Dallas. Or a cop might have shot somebody in Chicago 2 days ago wrongly, so let's go down to Baton Rouge and shoot some cops. I mean, that really, they said, I shot some cops because some other cop might have shot somebody. And it's CNN hypes it up like they're for the people and they're populist when cops might kill a couple hundred innocent people a year total, maybe 100 black people, maximum total, innocent. I'm all against it. But you got thousands of blacks killing each other every year in Chicago. It doesn't even register. And then you get 11 cops killed, 7 of them black. We don't know their names. We don't know nothing. We didn't even hear when they got killed. Since when do they not even matter and not even exist? See, I'm against injustice, mind control, and fraud. So people go, man, you've gone from bashing the cops constantly to like being their best buddy. I never just bash the cops. I bash bad cops because they want to turn them into a globalist tool. I don't want a police state. But do I randomly want to see cops killed and then it covered up and then everybody whines and screams and acts like whites are all racist killing black people when it's 10-1 the other way around? I'm all about...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.